It's time for high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Kansaland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio.
And here we go, a game that has been circled since the summertime, and the implications could not be higher. As we are in Sabetha tonight, as number one ranked in the defending champs, Nemaha Central roll into town. The Thunder going to be loud in a ruckus environment as you have number one and number two in the classification. That is 2A, a battle of unbeatens, Big Seven, and district titles on the line. And we got a lot to get to, and it's going to be an incredible game here tonight. Glad to bring it to you here on KNZA 103.9, also on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Alongside Trenton Craxner, Logan Bitterman, we got Mike behind the camera. I'm Brandon Tabman. Colin Feldkamp is our studio producer. Coming up here in our pregame show, which is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina, with record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Find them online at kwu.edu. I have a conversation with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik as our pregame coverage continues after a timeout. It's number one and number two, a battle of unbeatens, Big Seven, and district titles on the line tonight. Our pregame continues after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this, my actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this, they actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Pre-game coverage continues here for our high school game of the week tonight on KNZA, also on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Our pregame brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. I'm Brandon Tabman, joined now by Nemaha Central head coach, that is Michael Glatzik. Coach, it's been a phenomenal year, of course, coming back from the state championship season a year ago. Your team has been dynamite through 7 weeks. Number one ranking, still 7-0, 20 straight wins. There's just so much you can kind of dissect from this run that you guys are currently on. But just from your standpoint, what's it been like here in the last year and a half?
Obviously, just like you said, it's been a really exciting year. We lost a great senior class last year. Had some key returners on the O-line and the D-line front. We knew we'd be fairly good and talented there. But the skill kids have bought in tremendously. We got some new faces out on the outside on offense, and then obviously battling through a couple knee injuries, benched some seniors for a couple knee injuries, Jonah and Reed McKee. So even some more kids have stepped up into their roles these 7 weeks. It's just like you said, it's been a fun 7 weeks, and hopefully we can continue to grow.
Last year it was Cooper Hike, the senior running back, who kind of led the offense with over 2,000 yards, 40 touchdowns, broke a couple of school records in the process. This year it's his younger brother Carter, now at quarterback. Carter Hike, just a phenomenal year for the sophomore, and a lot of the offense, pretty much the majority of the offense, has kind of gone through him. He's already over 1,200 yards, 25 touchdowns, and just kind of leading the charge. Was the expectation going into the year to have him have such a big and heavy workload, or how has that just kind of distributed with the amount of work that he has put in?
As an eighth grader, we knew that he was going to be a stellar athlete. Last year he was just, I think he could have started on almost any team, 2-3-2-1A below at running back, but just we had Cooper back there in the backfield. He never got hurt. Carter was a backup, but he just never got any meaningful minutes. And then Braden was a quarterback. He was an extremely talented quarterback. So Carter just played defensive side only. That got him some great experience for this year. I got to keep reminding myself when I get on him. He's only a sophomore. He's only being, you know, 15, 16 years old. So he's been a great addition. He was banged up early before the Jamboree. So every snap is just a confidence level for him during practice and during Friday nights, just for an experience wise as a sophomore. And the O-line and the seniors really help him out this year.
And he certainly has been able to throw it when he's needed to. 514 passing yards and 5 touchdowns. But, of course, a heavy dose of his production is in the run game. All right, let's go to the other side of the ball. With as good as the offense has been, the defense has been that much better. You guys have the number one scoring defense in the state. You gave up 6 points in week 1 to Holton. Since then, you have not allowed a point. 6 straight shutouts. What would you attribute to the major success on that side of the ball?
I would say just buying into the process. We lost Coach Stevie, the old D coordinator. Mark Mayberry, the O-line coach, took over as the defense coordinator this year. Very similar defensive alignments, just a few techniques, a few terminology changes, and a lot of new faces on defense. Like I said, we know our D-line was going to hold the ground on the running game, but we got 4 brand-new linebackers and 2 new secondary guys. So those new kids have bought in tremendously to the new techniques, new terminology, and those older kids, experienced kids, have kind of worn off on those guys. But through 7 weeks, they've been extremely fun to watch with fly around, create turnovers, and gain tackles. So hopefully we can keep it rolling.
All right, Coach, let's talk about Sabetha for a minute real quick. And a Sabetha team that comes in number 2 ranking right behind you guys. You guys have been basically 1 and 2 in the ranks for a majority of the year, at least according to K-Preps. Talk about this Blue Jays team right now. They brought so many players back. They got a heavy senior class, a lot of those guys with multi-year starting experience on both sides of the ball. Certainly hungry, I'm sure, after you guys took them down twice a year ago. But what stands out about this Blue Jays team here in 2023?
Hats off to Coach Michael over there and his staff. They do a tremendous job running a great program. And like you said, it's a heavy senior class. They got 21, 22 seniors, that help. Majority of them have been starting in sophomore year. So they're extremely talented. They just don't put a lot of points up on the board like other teams just because their offense, but their defense is extremely good. They're physical. They're huge up front. Their backs run hard. Their defense flies around. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for us both offensively and defensively.
All right, finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, just give us expectations and keys to tonight's game. What's it going to take to keep this run going?
We just got to maintain our focus, on a road trip, business trip. I know it's only 20 minutes, but it's a hostile atmosphere. There's going to be a lot of people there, media there, all that jazz. So we just have to focus first half, especially. We can't get too nervous, too riled up with the crowd, with the Sabetha fans. So hopefully we can just limit the big plays defensively, make them drive, make them get in the third and longs. And offensively, we just got to limit mental errors and penalties. And hopefully special teams, we can win that battle there. So it should be a fun Friday night.
Awesome stuff. That is Nemaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik joining us. Our pregame brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. Number 1, number 2, Big 7 and district titles on the line here in the regular season finale in Sabetha tonight. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaha County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaha County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rebates, rebates, and more rebates. You want an opportunity to get into the game? Well, contact Wilson Tire today at 785-362-8473. Right now, Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have a rebate for you. Get up to $100 when you buy a set of 4 select Hankook tires from now until November 19th. Or if Bridgestone fits your fancy better, you can get $70 back by mail on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card with the purchase of 4 eligible tires from now until October 31st. When selection and service matter to you, contact the two guys you can trust. Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Kickoff is just moments away on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina, our pregame sponsor here tonight as we bring you the biggest matchup in the state of Kansas, number one and number two in Class 2A, as it's the Sabetha Blue Jays hosting the Nemaha Central Thunder. Good evening again in Sabetha tonight, home of the Blue Jays, alongside Trenton, Logan, Mike. I'm Brandon Collins in studio, moments away from the opening kick in a monster matchup with Big 7 League and district titles on the line. Logan, let's start with you in Sabetha tonight. The recipe all season, great defense, solid running game, week in and week out under head coach Garrett Michael. They're going to need that and a little bit more tonight to knock off the defending state champs.
Yeah, and the biggest thing you talk about in a lot of games, especially a game, is this matchup. And I know we're going to talk about it, all three of us will. The offensive and defensive lines for both teams, but for Sabetha, you talk about the offensive line, they're going to have to win their battles. They might have some one-on-one situations that they're going to have to win. But you got to think about a couple of the guys on Sabetha's O-line, Joshua and Jacob Grimm. They both play tackles. They're going to have to get some big pushes up front. And obviously, Sabetha does running up the middle of the field. Biggest thing for Sabetha in this game, you know, Brandon, we talked about it, and we'll see it here this evening. Sounds like Marcus Bauman will probably start a quarterback tonight. Biggest thing there, you take away the top receiver for Sabetha if you have to throw the football. But you do have possibly the top tight end in Class 2A in Christian McAfee to be able to throw to. But we saw in pregame, Mitchell Kramer was throwing the football and warming up. He is suited up on the sideline tonight.
Sabetha has won the toss. They'll defer to the second half. Nemaha Central will get the opening possession here tonight. And Trenton, let's talk about Nemaha Central. They have the tied for the second longest active winning streak in the state. Of course, Axtell, now with Andale losing last week to Cheney, their long streak is done. Nemaha Central, they have won 20 in a row, defending state champs. Carter Hike, of course, stepping in for his brother Cooper, who was their leading running back at over 2,000 yards, over 40 touchdowns, leading their team to that state title. We saw it, of course, over Kingman. Now Carter steps in, the sophomore quarterback. Numbers are staggering. The offense rolls through him, and he is a heavy, heavy dose and one of the best quarterbacks in the state.
Yeah, you can say at Nemaha Central, it's death. Three things are guaranteed: death, taxes, and a Hike running the football for big yards every week. You know, and Logan touched on it. It comes down to who wins the battle in the trenches, because both teams love to play smash-mouth football and run downhill. So he kind of touched on it. Whoever wins the game in the trenches is going to win this game, because both teams are big and physical. They love to run the football. And, you know, Nemaha Central hasn't allowed a touchdown since September 1st. So something's got to give tonight.
I expect Sabetha to certainly find some points here tonight, no matter how good this Nemaha Central defense has been. The Thunder defense, number one across all classifications in scoring defense. As you mentioned, six straight shutouts they have posted. They gave up 6 points in week one to Holton. So when you divide that up, simple math, but I needed a calculator, 0.8 points per game this Thunder team allows. And Sabetha's no slouch on the other side. They have a defense that allows just 6 points per game. And we even mentioned line play crucial. You could argue the two best lines on both sides of the ball in Class 2A. Nemaha Central is going to be in all white. Sabetha will be in their entire top or dark blues, top to bottom. And the fog and smoke from the entries is kind of fading away. It's kind of a gloomy, eerie feel as Sabetha's kickoff team is on the field.
And I was just going to quick mention this. You see the smoke out there and talk about how big of a matchup this is. You got to think Halloween's coming up. If you know it's a spooky, it's kind of an eerie, we got it here tonight.
The sun is setting. It's an absolutely gorgeous night for high school football. We have been circling this bout from the summertime and figuring it was going to have big implications, but the same scenario as last season. These two teams met in the regular season finale with the league and district titles on the line. Nemaha Central winning that matchup 24-7. They would meet weeks later in the sub-state round. Nemaha Central winning it 30-14 in that round, advancing to the state championship where they would go on to defeat Kingman. Of course, they have not lost since. 20 straight wins for the Thunder. Both teams 7-0. Oh, man, what an atmosphere we got here tonight. Track is full. Crowd is in full brew, and we are ready to rock and roll. Again, we got Mike, Colin, Trenton, Logan, Brandon with you. KNZA and the Sabetha Channel. Here is the kick by Nate Minold, and it's a good one from right to left. Here is the return for Nemaha Central at the 10, 15-20. Good move, 25-30. Good field position here for the Thunder, just shy of the 35. Carter Hyde leading this quarterback, or leading this offensive group. Great offensive line, good skill position guys. It'll be first and 10, Nemaha Central at their own 33-yard line. Nate Minold on the special teams tackle. These lines, look for the matchup. You talk about the Grimms, Jacob and Joshua. The right side of this O-line, you have Holden Bass and Abe Hilbert, two monster seniors. Holden Bass, one of the best linemen in the state. All classifications, and here we go. Play number one, no score. 7 seconds in to this top-ranked battle here tonight. Carter Hike, the quarterback, shotgun set. Option right, it is the short side of the field, 35, and then he is clipped down at about the 37. Solid gain on first and 10. Let's see where they mark him out at the 37. So a gain of 4 yards for Carter Hike. 1,264 yards coming in. That breaks down to 180 yards per game. He's got 25 of the team's 33 rushing touchdowns. He averages 23 carries per game. The next closest doesn't even have 23 total carries. That is how much they utilize the sophomore and Carter Hike. Second down and 6 at the 37. 45 seconds in, first drive of the game. Fakes the pass. He's going to keep it again. Left side, not much. Good pursuit by the right side of that defensive line. Colin Minnell, the linebacker, was in on the stop, maybe a yard, and a big third down here early on in this game for Nemaha Central.
And QB power right, QB power left, but they forced him to go way outside on the first carry, and that time they had a good push up front. So right now the first two downs, Sabeth is one in the line. Now it's the money down. Could see a pass from Hike. He throws a little bit more than they did last year, but who can win the money down on the first one of the game?
Third down and 4. First third down for Nemaha Central here tonight. It is a belt tie snap. Hike rolling to his left. He is looking to pass. Now he takes off. He's got a first down up to the 45. Lowers the head and bullies his way to the 45. Needed 4, gets 6, and a first down for the Thunder. So 3 plays and 3 Carter Hike carries. And they are without a couple of key seniors, Jonah Dieters and Reed McKee, who have both been hurt, out for a few weeks. Guys who play in the backfield with Carter Hike, threats in the receiving game as well. The other wide receivers you'll see tonight, Cooper Kramer, Aiden Brocksterman, Carter Rottinghouse. You'll hear Sam Nordis as well. Key names on that Blue Jays defense, Colin Minold. You also have Nate Minold, Chase Fry, the Grimms up front, Tyler Minold, Christian McAfee, Marcus Bauman. It's a star-studded matchup here tonight. First and 10 for the Thunder. Play action. They throw it to the near side. It is caught and blown up immediately by the junior DB, Brody Dieters. A minimal gain. The pitch and catch this time to Caleb Stropman, the running back. And it's a gain of maybe a half yard. We'll call it second down and 10. So the first throw of the game for Carter Hike. He had... Now with that throw, that's his 70th throw of the season. He came in completing 61% of his passes for over 500 yards. So for as good as both teams are in the run game, they both have the ability to pass. Who can make a big play or two in the passing game tonight? Second down and 9.5 to go at the 46. Not quite 3 minutes in, no score. Top-ranked teams in Class 2A, district and Big 7 league titles on the line. Play action. Hike going to keep it himself. Cuts it up, gets a yard, and that's it. So minimal gain. It's going to be third and long. They go option left, and Hike kept it himself and tried to cut it up. And big boy Joshua Grimm in there on the stop. It's third down and 8. Just shy of midfield at the 47. Clock move, 8:45. So Sabetha defense giving up just 6 points per game. This is a Blue Jays defense that has given up 14 or more points just 5 times in the last 19 games. They've only given up that many just once this season, and that was actually against Jefferson West. Two of the best defenses, of course, Nemaha, the best defense in the state. Third down and 8. They've already completed a third down on this drive. Chest high snap. Hike the right, rolling left. Throws it down the middle of the field. In traffic, incomplete. Incredible defense for Brody Dieters, and it's knocked away incomplete, and it's fourth down. So it's fourth down and 8 for Nemaha Central at the 47-yard line. Clock is stopped at 8:12 here in the opening quarter. Nemaha Central all year very good on third down, and they are looking to punt this one away. So the Blue Jays defense get a monster stop. And just shy of midfield from left to right, Nemaha Central set to punt it away. Here's a good snap, not much of a rush. Really good kick. And Bauman's going to let it bounce into the end zone for a touchback, and the Blue Jays get the stop on the opening drive. And we'll see the Blue Jays offense for the first time tonight at 8:03 to go in this first quarter. No score. So Sabetha, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, going against the best defense in the state among all classifications. Blue Jays averaging 360 yards of offense per game, 278 of that is on the ground. Marcus Bauman will be the starting quarterback. Mitchell Kramer's been battling an injury. Could see both tonight, but it's Bauman taking the first snap. First down and 10 at the 20. Blue Jays going right to left. McAfee in motion. They go to Colin Minold, and he busts through and has a big first down run across the 30, and he's all the way to the 34 for a gain of 14. Colin Minold, a leading rusher at averaging 8.6 yards per tote, goes for 14 on the first carry of the game.
Yeah, it was the quarterback, Carter Height, that just saved a touchdown. Otherwise, we had an 80-yard touchdown run, and Minold almost broke that tackle. But, you know, they say you script out about your first 5 to 10 plays, and that's about as good of a start as you can get.
7:40 clock moving first quarter. No score. Number one and number two in the state. First and 10 Blue Jays. Man in motion here to the near side. It's Schmelzley. They go to Minold and nowhere to go. He is hit as soon as he gets the ball in his hands. Holden Bass, the sensational defensive lineman. 14 now tackles for loss after that one. Minold's going to lose two. It's second down and 12. Holden Bass, a two-time defensive player of the year finalist, and he was in the backfield quickly. Back to the 32, second down and 12 here for the Blue Jays. Marcus Bauman, again in his last two games, has completed 14 of 15 passes. He is under center with an eye set. They will go back to the run game and straight up the gut. It's Colin Minold again across the 35. He'll get to the 36, maybe 37. So about four, maybe five on the carry. Third down and 8 coming up here for the Blue Jays. Saw the Thunder convert one third down on their opening drive, but later had to punt. Now the first opportunity on third down here for the Blue Jays. Third down, we'll call it 7 at their own 37, nearing the halfway point of this opening quarter. Bauman under center, ball right hash. They move right to left here in the first quarter. He is under center, and they will go back to the run game with Minold, and he is gobbled up after a gain of just one, maybe two. Thought maybe we were going to see play action there, and it's just a 2-yard pickup by Colin Minold. It's going to be fourth down and 6, shy of the 40-yard line. Points, I think, guys, tonight are going to be hard to come by. Two of the best defenses, Nemaha's defense, the best in the state. They have not given up a point since week one. And so after a first down run of 14 yards on the opening play by Colin Minold, they go three plays after that and forced to punt. It's a high snap. Fry brings it down. Another good boot from right to left into the night sky. This one is returnable at the 20-25 far sideline out around the 32-33. That's where Nemaha Central will take over their second drive of the game. No score. 5.5 minutes to go in this opening period. Officially a 32-yard punt. First and 10 at the 32-yard line. So both teams punting for opening drive. Nemaha Central gets it back. District and league titles on the line. Thunder enter the game on a 20-game win streak, second longest active streak in the state, tied with Leote, Wichita County in the 8-man ranks. Here's Carter Height, first carry of this drive. Over his right guard, maybe up to the 35 for a gain of 3. Second down and 7 coming up. Again, that right side of the line, Holden Bass, Abe Hilbert. Two good guys to follow in the run game. They'll give him 3, second down and 7. Officially give Jacob Grimm the stop. Second down and 7 at the 35. Under 5 minutes to go, opening quarter, no score. They go trips right, hike in the gun. He's got a man side car right. Designed run for Hike. Gets good blocking to the outside. Gets to the numbers. Lowers the shoulder. Gets up to the 41. Good gang tackle there. Chase Fry in on the stop. Let's see where they mark him out at the 41. He'll be a yard shy of the first down. Another pickup of 6 yards for Carter Hike.
Yeah, so they're going to need about a yard and a half here. And mainly just ran QB power. He has all your carries. He's throwing a couple passes. So I don't think there's really any question about what the play call is going to be here.
So third down and one. Thunder completed one third down on their opening drive before punting. They just need a yard here. The 41 moving left to right. 4 minutes clock moving first quarter, no score. Hike under center. Play fakes on a toss, keeps it himself. First down and more to midfield, and down he goes there. Right to midfield. And a gain of 9 yards and a first down. Carter Hike again on the carry. So just on the Sabetha side of the field. A first and 10 for the Thunder. Now 2 of 3 on third down conversions here in the opening quarter. This time a 5-wide set with Hike in the gun by himself. And he keeps it himself, just straight up the guts, and he'll get a couple. Jacob Grimm first to hit him up high, brought him down low. So a gain of 3. Second down and 7. 3:15 to go. Pretty fast moving first quarter. I feel like this might be the first team to score, maybe wins this game. So Sabetha defense giving up just 6.1 points per game. They have forced 8 interceptions. High catch thrown 3. Now they do throw it into the flat. Caught by Strothman. A lot of room. 40, 35, 30. Breaks away to the 20. All the way into the red zone. And he's down to the 18-yard line. It's a gain of 19 to the sophomore Caleb Strothman for the first down. So the Thunder, the first team in the red zone. A big pitch and catch to Strothman. First and 10 at the 18-yard line, late first quarter. Hike fakes a toss, keeps it himself. He's hit, gets away from a man, and then not from the other, and down he goes. That was nicely done. Defensively, Aiden Lang was the first to hit him in the backfield. That is a monster tackle for loss all the way back to the 23-yard line. It's a loss of 5 at 2nd and 15. So Aiden Lang, he was the first one to hit him, and then he kind of sprung away from him, Hike did, and then Lang was able to get back up and pull him to the ground for a loss of 5. So that's a big play on first down right when Nemaha Central jumped into the red zone. Second down and 15 at the 23, under 2 minutes to go, no score, opening quarter. Now they go back to Strothman, stringing it to the outside, gets a lot of yards here, breaking away near the 15, maybe the 10. He's down to the 11-yard line for a gain of 12, and now 3rd and 3 coming up. The sophomore running back, Caleb Strothman, who's the leading receiver on this team coming in. He just had the big reception on the screen a moment ago. Now they give it to him on a run. And he gets 11 there officially. Now 3rd down and 4. Just shy of the 10-yard line. Under a minute 20 to go in this opening quarter. Nemaha Central. Defending champs looking to strike first. Hike pulls it down, and he's hit and dropped immediately. He's going to be short of the first down.
I think he got half of it. Needs the 8, and he got to the 10. So
2 yards for Carter Hike. It's going to be 4th down and 2. A minute to go in this opening quarter. Boy, what a stop this would be for the Sabetha defense. Biggest play of the game so far. Clock moving under 50 seconds. Nemaha Central to Sabetha 10. 4th down and 2. They need the 8-yard line. They will split 2 receivers to the right, Rottinghouse and Brochterman. Everybody else is tight-knit. Direct snap. It's going to be close to the first down, and it looks like
I think he got it.
Carter Hike's just going to have enough for the first down. So he needed 2. It looks like he gets to the 6, so he gets 4. First and goal for the Thunder with 28 and a half seconds to go. They get on the ball quickly. Hike will go under center. Man in motion. They fake it to him. Hike keeps it himself. Left side, breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. They convert a 4th-and-2 inside the 10, and the next play, it is Carter Hike, who finds the end zone from 6 yards out, and the Thunder have the opening lead here in the quarter. It is 6-0 with 20 seconds to go. A well-executed 68-yard drive for Nemaha Central. Right towards the end of the quarter. Rockstrom in the hold, kick is on the way, and it is buried. Number one, Nemaha Central strikes first. At 20 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. We'll take a timeout. 7-0 Thunder here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
This drive story brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. A 68-yard touchdown drive for Nemaha Central. Trenton, they convert a 4th-and-short inside the 10. Very next play, Carter Hike, his team leading 26 rushing touchdown, and the Thunder strike first.
Yeah, and, you know, Carter Hike hit pay dirt, but the sophomore, Caleb Stratham, made the two big plays on that drive because he had the 29-yard reception on the RPO, and then they had 2nd and 15 after that 5-yard rushing. He ran for 11 yards, so he kind of gives the speed to the Thunder. That is Hike. He gives a speed option, but look out on this return.
Marcus Bauman on the return. He's across the 30, up near the 34, and the Blue Jays will take over there with 16 seconds left in the quarter.
I thought he caught a seam for a second. Looked like he had some room, but you know, good field position for Sabathia. No need to worry just yet, you know.
Well, on paper, again, this is a Thunder defense that has not allowed a point all year. And we know Sabetha is certainly strong and capable enough to find some points tonight, but they will be hard to come by. Well, it might be the final play of the first quarter. 16 seconds to go, 7-0 Nemaha Central. Bauman back to it under center, and they go right to the running back, Fry, and right there it is Abe Hilbert who blows him up in the backfield for a TFL back to the 31-yard line for a loss of 3. And that will take us to the end of the first quarter. So Nemaha Central on the board first. A Carter Hike 6-yard touchdown run at the end of the first 12 minutes. Number one, Nemaha Central 7. Number two, Sabetha nothing. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Full crew on hand, packed house on hand here in Sabetha tonight. Top two teams in 2A, Nemaha Central 7, Sabetha nothing, as we switch sides of the field and begin the second quarter. Abe Hilbert just brought a big-time TFL in the backfield on Chase Fry, setting up 2nd down and 13 for the Blue Jays at their own 31-yard line. A lot of festivities here tonight. Seniors being recognized as This Sabetha team has a ton of them with a lot of experience, and we knew this would be a monster matchup before the season started, but why not both 7-0s and the top two teams in the state? 7-0 Thunder. Here we go. Start of the second quarter. Bauman sends a man in motion. That is Aiden Lang. He will drop back to pass. He's looking down the middle of the field, and it's picked off by Carter Hike at the 45. Angles right, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Gets inside the 20, and the Thunder are in business. Marcus Bauman had 7 touchdowns and no interceptions on the season coming in. Carter Hike was reading it right at the 45. He picks it off and takes it into the red zone, where the Thunder have a chance now to add to their lead here early on in this second period.
Yeah, he had a man running deep open on a post route, but he threw a bullet pass instead of getting some air underneath, and Hike underneath was able to jump up and intercept and right back in the red zone. So a massive play there for the Thunder defense.
To the 14-yard line of Sabetha. First down and 10 for the Thunder. For Carter Hike, his first interception of the season. And now he handles the offense. He scored the lone touchdown from 6 yards out on their last drive. Now they have first and 10 at the Sabetha 14. Hike will take the snap. Fakes to the running back, right up the gut, keeps it himself, bullies his way inside the 10 to the 9. Good first down yardage, a gain of 5. It'll bring up second down. You feel like if you're the Blue Jays defensively, can you buckle down and make something happen here? Because a team like Nemaha Central, how good they have been, how good their defense has been, you get down 2 scores here in the first half, that might feel like you're down 4 scores. And this Sabetha defense has been as good as advertised. They got to buckle down here. Second down and 5 at the 9-yard line. Hike in the gun, man in motion, or correction, man sidecar left. Design quarterback run to the right, and he's upended at the line of scrimmage. Good play, Brody. Brody Dieter's in on the stop. Also, Dalton Roke, who had him down at the knees, might have been a loss of a yard, and that's a big play. It's going to bring up 3rd and 6, back to the 10.
Yeah, and it's not very often that you're going to pull Holden Bass, and then you still get a TFL in the backfield. I mean, that's a good guy to run. That's about as good a guy in the state you can run behind. But, you know, they flew up and they filled the hole, so it was a good stop by the front 7, but they're going to get 2 more cracks out to get 6 more yards here, so you got to stand up still.
14 carries already in the first half for Carter Hike. He lost a yard there. He's got 3rd down and 6 back at the 10. 2 plays, as Trenton mentioned, to get 6 yards, and now we get our first timeout. Timeout Thunder, and our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Thunder driving, 7-0 their lead, 10-10 to go in the first half. We'll step aside. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
A 31-yard interception return for Nemaha Central's Carter Hike, setting up the Thunder in prime position out of this timeout, now facing 3rd down and 6 at the Sabetha 10-yard line. 7-0 Nemaha Central, 10-10 to go in this first half. Full house, full crew, Brandon, Colin, Trenton, Logan, Mike, everyone with you, everyone thanks you. Here's the 3rd down play. Hike, broken play in the backfield, darts it back up to the right, and he's going to get close to the 1st down, but he'll be short by 2 yards. Might have been a broken play in the backfield. And let's see where they mark him down. It looks like the 8, or correction, maybe the 6, but nonetheless, he's 3 yards shy, and another 4th down inside the 10 coming up. And they converted that 4th and 2 on their last drive.
I was just about to say, they had about the same spot of the field on the other end. They just ran power right up the middle, They got four and they only needed two. So can you stand up? I mean, you've done it the first three downs. Can you get it and be a huge momentum swing here?
Can Sabetha get a monster stop? Fourth down and three, Thunder at the Sabetha 6-yard line. Two receivers left, two right. They send a man in motion across the face of Carter Hike. He's going to throw across the middle, and it is incomplete near the goal line. And the Sabetha defense getting the biggest stop of the game here in the first half. They turn away the Thunder after they started this drive inside the 15.
I think Dalton Roki knocked that down because it looked like he had a man open. I think Dalton Roki got a hand or some enough of it to knock it down. He had a receiver open in the middle, but huge play after an interception, man. That swings the momentum back to your sideline. Now you can try and build up a drive here.
So Sabetha keeps it a 7-0 deficit. They'll start this drive at their own 7. Now working left to right here in the second period. Marcus Bauman back to work. Man in motion here to the near side. It's Colin Mennel. They throw it to him in the flat. Makes one man miss and then gets across the 5. And he might have just got back to the line of scrimmage and that's it. They try a designed screen to Colin Mennel down in the backfield. Pursued pretty quickly, and he does get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Could have maybe lost a couple of yards. Holding Bass out there to make a stop. And it's second down and 10. Last thing you want to do is go three and out and give the Thunder potentially another short field. Big second down. They call it 9. Bauman under center. They go to Chase Fry, bouncing off one tackle, gets across the 15 and near a first down. What a run for Chase Fry. And it looks like he does have enough for a first down. We'll see the mark. And the Whitecaps says yes, first down. Gain of 10 yards for Chase Fry and a first down for the Blue Jays. That is a big first down to just get a little bit of breathing room out of the back of your own end zone. So first down and 10 for the Blue Jays at their own 18-yard line, trailing Nemaha Central 7-0 here. Not quite halfway into this first period. They go back to Chase Fry. He gets outside the numbers, couldn't get away from one, and out to the 20 for a gain of 2. That's the senior DB, Carter Rodinghouse, who made a nice open field tackle to limit a big gain.
Yeah, and it was a good play design because he stayed home. You know, he stayed home on his assignment there and held to just a gain of 3. But, you know, if he trails over, Fry might be still running to the end zone right now because they had everyone shifted over on the fake play action.
They get 3 yards there. Rodinghouse again with a nice tackle. Second down and 7 at the 21. 7:45 clock moving first half. Thunder 7. Blue Jays nothing. Straight dive play, and this one goes not very far. It was Colin Mennel. They gave it to him right behind his left guard and Jacob Grimm. And the battle up front won by the Thunder there. Gain of a yard. It's 3rd and 6. Maybe closer to 3rd and 5 at the 23, 7:21 clock moving second quarter. Nemaha Central 7, Sabetha nothing. Carter Hike, a 6-yard touchdown run, the lone score of the game so far. Another big third down. Can the Blue Jays convert? Bauman under center. Brian Mennold in the backfield. Man in motion. And they go to the man in motion on a sweep, and it's a first down out to the 30. That's Nate Mennold, the senior. He doesn't just kick extra points. He can make plays, and he gets up to near the 30 for a big, big first down on third down. Nate Mennold, they don't use him in the run game. That's his first carry of the season. He had 10 receptions coming in. They use him on a jet sweep there up to the 29. Schmelzley, a lone receiver right. Ball left hash, 1st and 10, shy of the 30. Coming up on the halfway point here in the second quarter. They go back to Fry, and he gets nowhere. He gets ripped down for a loss on the play. He's going to lose a yard, maybe 2. It'll be a loss of 1 back to the 28. It'll be 2nd down and 11. And who else but Holden Bass making the tackle. He's already got multiple TFLs here tonight. He had 13 coming in. He's got at least 2 here in the first half. Big second down and 11 play coming up. Bauman back to pass. They throw a quick hitter. It's caught at the 35 and getting up near the 38-yard line. That pitch and catch was Kyler Winger. So Kyler Winger on a little 5-yard in route there. It's up to the 38 and just a yard shy of the first down. It's a pitch and catch of 10 yards. Rocksterman was in coverage, but Wingerman, a nice move and route, and got a few yards after contact. But third down and one, shy of the 40. And they try to run an option here, and Bauman keeps it himself. He's going to be close to the first down.
Just short. I mean, about a half yard. I think you got to go for this here. Might just go tush-push. That's Eagles run, yeah.
And they're going to measure this. So he needs the 39, and the ball is pretty much marked at the 39. Clock is stopped, 5:16 to go in the half. Nemaha Central's lead is 7-0. And this drive started back at the Blue Jays' own 7-yard line after they stiffened up and forced a turnover on downs after an interception by Hike gave Nemaha Central the ball inside the 15. And it's a first down for the Blue Jays after the measurement. What a great atmosphere for this game tonight. It's been a pretty quick moving first half as well, boys.
Oh yeah.
How a monster drive this could be if Sabetha can get some points on the board.
Yeah, you already got three first downs, so you've already worked out of the shadow of your own end zone. So at worst case scenario, you think if you have to punt, you flip the field position.
Sabetha has been so good at just long, lengthy scoring drives. They can take chunks off, and here's Chase Fry on first down. He goes left side. I think we see a hanky, which would be our first flag of the game. Not even thinking about it, but crazy. 5:03 to go until halftime, and that's the first flag of the game.
By the reaction of Tegan Sainer, I think he might have held.
And it is going to be a hold, so a big penalty. So it'll be first down and 20. So a big, that's kind of a mood shifter after, again, this drive started at the 7 for the Blue Jays and worked it all the way up to the 40. Still a long way to the end zone, but now it's going to be first down and long.
Because it kind of just shrinks the playbook as far as what you can do because Sabetha, obviously, they just want to run the football. They're subtle for 3-4 yard carries. Well, you can't do that when you have first down and 20 because, you know, three times rushing it for 4 yards, you ain't going to get there.
So officially first down and 18 after the hold. They toss it near side. This is Fry, and he's knocked down in the backfield. And he's knocked down on the play. Trying to see who that was. But what a defensive effort right there. It was Brocksterman who was in on the stop, the senior corner. No gain on the play. Might have lost a yard or two back to the 29. It is second down and 20, officially a loss of two. So, again, now second and 20 at the 28, under 4:20 to go in the half. Bauman's going to drop back. They set up a little screen. Mendel's got it. 30, makes a man miss. 35, all the way up near the 40. So he gets the penalty yards back. It'll still bring up third down and long. He'll get to the 39 for a gain of 10 yards, maybe 11. Either way, third and 10 coming up, but crucial to get at least half of that yardage back.
We're under 4 minutes to go here in the first half, and you've seen Sabetha's throw the ball and obviously rushing the football. Christian McAfee hasn't had a touch offensively.
Surprisingly, arguably you mentioned maybe the best tight end in the state in Class 2A, and Mendel to carry on third and 10, and he gets across the 40 to the 43 for just four. Maybe five if he's lucky, but they'll give him four, and it's going to bring up fourth down and a long six.
And it looks like they're just going to punt the football. So, you know, you're going to trust. I think the thought process is you get another crack out of it, out of the half, and you're just going to rely on your defense. That's the second best scoring defense in the state. Get a stop, make them try and go the length of the field. So, like I said, you got out of the shadow of your own end zone, so you flip the field position here at least.
Nemaha Central is the only team to use a timeout here in the first half. They still got two. Blue Jays have three. But fourth down and six, and Fry's going to punt it away. He had a really long punt in the first quarter. Boots a monster here, and it's dropped by Rottinghouse, but he picks it up inside the 10. Cuts it near side. He gets to the 15, trying to get to the numbers, and he's backing up, and he's down at the 14. Good defensive effort on the punt team coverage. And Nemaha Central will have it officially marked at the 15. They got 2:48 to go and two timeouts. So Bethel won the toss and deferred to the second half. Can they get to the half without allowing Nemaha Central to get any more points on the board? 7-0 Thunder, 2:48 to go on the half. Sabetha's drives have been punt, interception thrown, and punt. And yet it's only a 7-0 game. 2:48 to go in the half. 7-0 Thunder. First and 10 at the 15. Hike takes the snap. They'll toss it right to the 15, across the 20, and out near the 23, maybe 24. That's Cooper Kramer on the carry. He's a wide receiver on the out of the backfield there on a toss right. He gets 8 yards. Second down and 2 after a nice carry up near the 25, just shy of it.
And he's the first person not named Caleb Stratham or Carter Hike to touch the football on offense for Nemaha Central.
Kramer, that's his 12th carry of the year. He's also got 7 catches, so they utilize him both running and passing. His first touch here tonight, second down and 2. 2:08 to go, clock moving first half. Here's Carter Hike on a designed run. He is hit immediately, and he's brought down. That's Caleb Nennold who gets into the backfield, and he might have lost a yard. He will, maybe no gain. It's going to bring up 3rd and 2.
Now you're kind of in a weird spot if you're Sabetha, because you don't want to use a timeout and aid them if they get a first down here, but, you know, precious time coming off the clock when you're a run-heavy team.
Down to 1:40. Neither team using a timeout here. 3rd down and 2, Nemaha Central at their own 24. 7-0 Thunder, late first half. And the Blue Jays get a big stop here. Hike is under center. Man in motion. And a flag, and this is going to be movement along the line, and this will be the first penalty of the game against Nemaha Central. And it's a false start, so it goes from 3rd and 2 to 3rd and 7. With a 1:28 to go, and that is a big penalty. Well, you expect, if Sabetha gets the stop here, to use a timeout, assuming that the Thunder try to keep it on the ground and try to keep the clock moving. But Sabetha has all 3 of their timeouts.
Yep. And the only passes that we've seen outside of that fourth down is a little RPO kind of look where you either can throw it out to Stratham on a bubble route or Hike just takes it himself. So, you know, you got to be keying in on those two things. It looks like they're going to go empty with trips to the far side.
Well, again, the clock is back running again. It's at 1:15. Nemaha Central finally breaks the huddle. A 5-wide set. Trips right, deuces left. 3rd and 7. Designed quarterback run. Hike keeps it himself. Gets to the line of scrimmage. Pushing forward. He's not going to get close. Or maybe he actually does. He gets up near the 24. But he will be shy of the first down by a couple of yards. Let's see where they officially mark him. They get him to the 24, the 25.
Yeah, but Christian Matthews a little slow to get up. So
that's a guy you don't want to lose if you're Sabetha. Blue Jays do burn a timeout. It's going to bring up 4th down and 1. And McAfee is down with a minute to go. Ball at the 25. So decision time. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. But we'll keep it right here as they attend to McAfee here. Again, a guy you don't want to lose. Hopefully it's just cramps and they can get him back in. McAfee had an interception in the game last week at Horton, and now 4th down and 1. So again, decision time for the Thunder.
Sabetha actually used the timeout on that one.
Sabetha used the timeout there because they're going to make Nemaha Central make a decision. It's going to bring up 4th and 1. What do you do here?
It's real hard because you got a guy that is a big, strong guy. You know, the Eagles just do it, but I also don't want to get stuck and then you give a very short field and Sabetha can double up because they get the ball out of half. I think you got to play safe and punt just for the fact that, you know, it's not like Sabetha is a big pass-heavy team to where they could really move the ball down the field unless they break one. I think you got to punt and just take it into half up 7-0.
Still attending to Christian McAfee, the sensational senior defensive end, first team all-league at tight end. You could argue maybe the best tight end physically in Class 2A, and they get him up on his feet at the 20-yard line.
I think it's with his left leg. It looked like they were tending to maybe an ankle. Maybe you said just a cramp. Looks like he's walking just fine, so that's a great sign.
Yeah, got a little bit of a limp. Couldn't tell if it was cramps or something else, but good to see McAfee walking off under his own power. And McAfee is not a small guy, 215 pounds and, what, 6'5"? Sensational basketball player as well, just a multi-sport athlete. Hopefully nothing too serious. So let's see what Nemaha Central does here. And it looks like the offense, it's going to be a punt.
Biggest thing here is don't jump off sides, and you got to be aware of a fake.
Remember that Riley County game? Riley County hurt themselves on a jump, on a punt attempt by Sabetha. So with a minute to go, It is a low snap, and it's dropped inside the 10, and it's picked up and somehow booted away. Somehow booted, and it's going to get to the other side of the field. Credit the center, Josh Gonzalez, who is the punter, who dropped it at the 10, was blasted as soon as he punted that away, and somehow gets all the way to the Sabetha 45.
Yeah, and I don't,
heck of a punt.
I can't say you had two guys back there for Sabetha. I thought one of those guys should have just picked it up and kind of fell down to preserve some clock, because there's some Nemo Central guys down there, but they're going to let that clock run. But, you know, like you said, credit to Gonzalez, because you had big Davis Roque in your face that plowed over him. So, big kick.
48 seconds here. First play at the 45, a pass. It's caught by Schmelzley into Nemaha Central territory for a gain of 8 to the 47. And a timeout for the Blue Jays, which will be their second. And it stops the clock at 38.5 seconds.
Now, the other thing, we don't see it a lot, especially in games like this. But if you're Sabetha, you still have that one timeout. You know you're getting the ball after halftime. If you can get close enough for Nate Mendel, do you attempt?
Well, I was going right there next. We know Mendel is very good on extra points. He's definitely got a good leg on him. I mean, do you see kind of a limit on how far they would give him a try?
I would think if you can get it somewhere close to the 30, you might give him a try.
You don't
you
really
have to do that.
Right. You don't have a lot to lose. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Thanks for hanging with us. Number one, Nemaha Central with a 7-0 lead here at number two, Sabetha. With 38.5 seconds to go in the half. Blue Jays have 2nd and 2 at the Nemaha Central 47. They have one timeout left. Thunder have 2 timeouts left.
Yeah, and there's no downside to trying a field goal. I mean, the only worry you have is if it gets blocked or it's a fumbled snap and they might pick it up and try and take it back. But
yeah. You kick it short and they're able to
put somebody back there to potentially catch it and return it.
I don't think you have necessarily a lot to lose, though, trying to get on the board, especially when points are at a premium between these two teams.
Worst-case scenario for Sabetha, you go to the half down 7-0. Can't let anything happen to make it any worse. But a chance here, they're going to try to push it. 4 wide receivers set. Bauman takes the snap, and now a stoppage of play, and it's a false start against Sabetha. So that is their 2nd penalty here in the first half. And from 2nd and 2, it goes back to 2nd and 7. And it goes back into their own territory at the 48. 36.2 seconds remain in the half. One timeout left for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, but I think the clock ran. So I think it should be about 38.7 or something. I think about 2 seconds ran off because the play, the snap. So I think they should get a couple seconds back.
Let's see, because you're right, if it was a pre-snap, then nothing should have came off the clock, and that's what maybe Garrett Michael is discussing with the officials.
So the officials write in their notebook what timeout was called, so they're probably going to communicate that up here, would be my guess. 38.5. Yeah, so 2.3 seconds, which could be vital.
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't seem like much, but in a game like this, of this magnitude, and possessions are at a heavy premium, so they will put 2.3 seconds back on the clock because nothing should have ran off there with the pre-snap penalty. But, again, going back to that penalty, you lose 5 yards. You're back at your own 48, 2nd and 7. You expect Bauman to probably pass.
You have one timeout, so, I mean, you can still be a little bit aggressive here. I don't think just because of that penalty, I don't think it makes you just turn it in for the half.
Mendel, the running back, 4 wide receivers set. They're going to take a shot near side down the field. Dieters, the intended receiver, and a flag is thrown in coverage. And that looks like they're going to get pass interference.
I think it's on Kramer.
That is Cooper Kramer, the senior. Again, stride for stride with Brody Dieters in coverage. And a little bit of the jersey tug. And let's await the penalty.
So you're going to get it about on the 15-yard penalty. You're going to get about the 37, so.
Well, he's waiting for the call. There it is, pass interference. A 15-yard penalty goes against Cooper Kramer as they were looking for Brody Dieters, a straight shot down the near sideline. And now at the 37 with 33 seconds to go.
And the good thing about that penalty is for Sabetha, that's basically another timeout. You get to keep your last one. Now you have that if you get stopped inside.
So at the Nemaha Central 37-yard line, 33 seconds to go, first and 10, 7-0 Thunder. Sabetha trying to steal some points before the half. Bauman, a 2x2 set. Minold blocking out of the backfield, takes a shot down the middle of the field, and it's broken up incomplete. Looking for Nate Minold. That is Caleb Strothman in coverage, and that is really good coverage by the sophomore.
And that's a big play because you're in range where he could kick a field goal because that was a good round and everything, but he stuck his hand in there at the last second for a big PBU.
So before this game started, Nemaha Central's defense had 24 pass breakups on the season. Strothman, a big one there. Second down and 10. Bauman having to get away. Doesn't get away from Gonzalez. And he is sacked for a monster loss back to the 45 of Sabetha. It is a loss of 17 yards with 22 seconds to go, and the Blue Jays take a timeout. It's their last one. Wow. How about the senior, Josh Gonzalez? Three tackles for loss coming in, and an absolutely monstrous sack all the way back into Blue Jays territory.
And I think you can give credit to the other edge rusher, Holden Bass, because the running back went pass pro on his side because of such a threat that he is. And you know, he gets a one-on-one situation with Joshua Grimm, and you know, he just won the matchup. And you know, he's the one that had the big punt on the fumbled snap just a moment ago. So Gonzalez made two of the biggest plays in the last couple minutes here for Nemaha Central. And, you know, I'm surprised about the call time. I thought they might just let it run out because now you're facing third in a country mile. And I think Nemaha Central says two timeouts.
I think this says I think this says a little bit about maybe the trust that they have in Nate Mendel. Like, maybe if you can get to the 35, do they feel comfortable? Or even if you can get 15 yards here and you can somehow, well, fourth down. So, I mean, obviously you want to get something that's going to stop the clock, because then you can't spike it unless you get a first down. But my thought is maybe not field goal range, but can you get 15 yards here and have a shot at the end zone? I think that's what Nemaha, or that's what Sabetha's trying to do. But they don't have any more timeouts, so they have to be careful.
And you can't. And if it is in bounds, you can't go up and spike it. So you have to have your field goal team ready to, like, run onto the field.
Well, let's see. Third down in a country mile. 22 seconds to go. Bauman in the gun, and another false start.
Looks like they had two guys in motion on the snap there.
Blue Jays really hurting themselves here down the stretch. A 7-0 Thunder lead. Again, they'll have to add another second back on the clock. 22 seconds are left, but now it's third down and 30.
Yeah, and we talked about the how clean it was. Now we've had like five penalties amongst the two teams in the last couple minutes. So a lot of false start, a little excitement, you know, trying to make a play.
Well, let's see what the playbook opens up here for the Blue Jays. 21 ticks left, third and 30. Bauman's going to just keep it himself, and he is ripped down for a loss of two. It is fourth down and 32, and that should be the end of the first half. So the Blue Jays, after a pass interference penalty, had it inside the 35, and it's going to be a 7-0 lead for Nemaha Central at the half. Well, this game has certainly been as good as advertised coming in with the top two teams in Class 2A and an absolute barn burner here in Sabetha tonight. Our score at the half, Nemaha Central 7, Sabetha nothing. Our halftime coverage, it is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu for more information. A 7-0 Thunder lead here at the half. We'll break it all down when we come back right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeltley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5000. 7853-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Alongside Trenton Craxner, Logan Bitterman, Mike behind the camera, Colin Velkamp, our studio producer, I'm Brandon Tabman. Halftime is here, brought to you by Highland Community College. Number one, Nemaha Central, a 7-0 lead here at number two, Sabetha, as, again, we are here at the half. Logan, let's talk about it for a minute, and obviously a game we knew that was going to be tightly contested, and we certainly got that through the first 24 minutes.
Yeah, and you look at this game, and obviously, you know, like we said, we talked about it, which team is going to come out here and kind of make a statement to start out, you know, which offensive line or defensive line going to come out here and win the battle in the trenches, if you will. You look at this game as a whole, both teams have done great things, but both teams have also had, you know, a couple penalties that maybe kind of hurt them a little bit. Two biggest things that have kind of swung this game to Nemaha Central in the first half, obviously the score is 7-0, so Spence is still in it by all means, but two big plays. The interception that Marcus Bauman threw, where Nemaha Central gets great field position. Good thing for Sabetha, they were able to stand up defensively and not let them score off of that. The other thing, maybe kind of, you know, a little luck for Nemaha Central, was that botched punt. Somehow able to get it off.
And a good
one,
too.
You think about that, Sabetha most likely scores points right before half there. I mean, like you said, it was a good punt, gets past the 50, Sabetha can't, you know, drive it down the field. What could it have been, you know, without the pick and on that botch punt if you get it before he can get it off? But, I mean, you look at this game, like we said, 7-0. Sabetha's getting the ball after halftime. If you're Sabetha, just keep doing what you're doing. The biggest question mark offensively, we talked about it. You already see Marcus Bowden. He's your top receiver, you know, this season, and he has been. He's the quarterback, obviously. We haven't seen Mitchell Kramer. We don't know if we will. Marcus hasn't done, except for the pick, hasn't done terrible tonight. He's been pretty good. The biggest question mark now offensively is if you have to find other guys in running the football, is Christian McAfee going to be able to get back out there?
Yeah,
he wasn't even on the sideline on that last offensive series. He wasn't on the field, so you got to think they were trying to get him to the locker room before half to get it worked out so they can try to get him out here on the second half.
Well, hopefully, yeah. That's, again, McAfee obviously a key piece, went down with an injury, wasn't sure exactly what that was, but mentioning that we didn't even see him on that final possession, and there was a chance, there was a pass interference call against Nemaha Central that I think got Sabetha to about the 37 or so yard line and a first down. They still had a timeout and some momentum after that. But what we had then, Josh Gonzalez, who had the big punt, who again avoided disaster after dropping it at the 10 and getting it into Sabetha territory. Gonzalez comes away with the biggest play on that drive where Sabetha's trying to put points on the board, roughly a 15-yard quarterback sack that got Sabetha back into their own territory, and ultimately it was pretty much a done deal as far as Sabetha not really getting any points before half. So we mentioned Josh Gonzalez, obviously some big plays in that first half, but Sabetha's offensive possessions tonight have gone punt, interception thrown, punt, and the end of the half. Yet you look up at the scoreboard, it's 7-0.
Yeah.
And you made that big stop after Carter Hike's, 31-yard interception return set Nemaha Central up in the second quarter, first and 10 inside the Sabetha 15, but they hold true, get a turnover on downs, which was a huge, huge momentum swing back into the favor of the Blue Jays. And you're facing the number one defense in the state, and it's showing how good Nemaha Central is. But as you mentioned, keep the course. You're going to get the ball to start the second half. Expect fireworks and expect it to be close the rest of the way. Our halftime score, number one, Nemaha Central, 7. Number two, Sabetha, nothing. We'll take a look at the first half stats after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our ag lending department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu. For more information, alongside Trenton Kraxner, Logan Bitterman, Mike behind the camera, Colin Felkamp, our studio producer, I'm Brandon Tadman. Again, a 7-0 lead for Nemaha Central, number one team in the state, 20 consecutive wins coming in. Blue Jays also undefeated, a number two ranking. And we've had a good one, and Trenton alongside once again. We'll get to the stats here in a second, but we kind of talked about me and Logan in that first segment there. Sabetha kind of catching a break. Obviously, after that interception thrown by Bauman, their defense stiffened up inside the 15, forced a big turnover on downs. They had a really good opportunity after that pass interference. Josh Gonzalez comes up with a huge sack for the Thunder. And we were saying it kind of in the middle of that last drive. Worst case scenario, you're down 7-0 with the ball. You had three punts and interception thrown in your four drives in the first half, yet you are only down 7 getting the ball back. Considering the circumstances, got to feel okay if you're the Blue Jays.
Yeah, you covered it pretty well. And, you know, the interception had a huge fourth down stand because, you know, going down 14-0, 13-0, whatever happens on the extra point attempt, massive against a team like Nemaha Central because They haven't given up a touchdown in the last 26 quarters. So, you know, that, like you said, that was a massive stop. But, you know, I think they got to pass the ball a little bit more just on the fact that Nemo Central is stacking the box, and it's going to be real hard to open up holes because there's not going to be a lot unless you run to the outside. So I think they've been successful with the quick game in some curl routes, and they got the pass interference on the long ball. The only mistake in the passing game is Bauman kind of – or not, yeah, Bauman kind of made a bad throw where he put a little too much zip on it, and Hike undercut it for the interception. But, yeah, very fortunate. You're right in the game. You go down and score. You know, it could be 7-7, and we knew it was going to be a defensive battle, but you got to be feeling pretty fortunate for sure.
Well, let's run through a few of these stats real quick. Again, yards were hard to come by. Again, these are two of the best defenses. Nemaha Central, the best scoring defense in the state. Sabetha not far behind, giving up just 6 points per game. But, you know, outside of Carter Hike, there wasn't much offense for Nemaha Central. He's got the lone touchdown of the game. But once again, it's yards hard to come by. That's kind of what we figured going in.
Yeah, like you said, Hike averaging 181 yards per game. He has 17 carries for 52 yards right now. He always had that six-yard touchdown run. And then Caleb Stratham, one carry for 11 yards. He also has both of their receptions for 31 yards. They have four first downs, and they had the on four drives, they had the three on the touchdown drive, two penalties for 20 yards. And, you know, you look at Sabetha, it's a little bit more spread out. Bauman, two carries for a negative yard. Chase Fry has five carries for 8 yards. Menhold, six for 24. And then Colin Menhold, six for 24.
Right.
And then Nate Menhold, one for 7. And then, you know, passing the ball, Bauman's 4-6 for 29 yards, but he threw that interception. You know, Schmelsley had a big catch there for 8 yards on that drive before they had that big sack. And then Wenger and Menhold have a couple receptions each, and you have 3 penalties for 18 yards. And the big one was the hold that made it first and 20. They overcame
right.
that. They have 5 first downs on 4 drives. So each team had 4 drives, and, you know, Sabetha only drove it into Nemo Central territory on that last drive, but they were backed up. That was real unfortunate. They were backed up after that stop that they got on 4 downs. They had 3 first downs on that drive. They got out to about midfield, but the only Nemo Central defense stood up. So pretty even all said. You look at the total yards.
Yeah, not much in the two teams, it looks like.
Trying to find. Yeah, 52 for Sabetha and then 102 for Nemo Central, the two best defenses. And what really hurts the Sabetha yards is that 17-yard sack that they took there at the end of the half. Otherwise, it would be about 102-80, but we knew it was going to be close. It's right down the line as much as you can be.
Well, we expected it to be fireworks. We have certainly seen it. Number one Nemaha Central leading here at number two Sabetha. It's a 7-0 lead for the Thunder. We'll take a final timeout, come back, get you set for the second half. Fireworks of Bruin, stay with us. Top two teams in the state duking it out. District and Big 7 league titles are on the line. 7-0 Thunder. Second half is coming up next.
Recently, Pete was in the market for a new truck for his business.
I own a landscape company, and I go through probably buy 2 or 3 trucks a year.
Pete's from out of state, and he told us that it was important that he know exactly what he was getting.
He was very upright with me and talked to me and then sent me like 30 pictures underneath the truck, everything, to really show me what I was getting. Thought that was very professional.
If you're in the market for a new vehicle, check out HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Oh, and how many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
No matter where your home field is, Dyna Grow Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna Grow Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna Grow Seed, your home field advantage.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sebeva. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sebeva. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, just moments away from starting the second half here in Sebeva tonight. Top two teams in 2A duking it out. It certainly is a heavyweight showdown. 7-0 Thunder with the lead. The lone touchdown in the first quarter. It was Carter Hike on a 6-yard run. It was right after they converted on a 4th-and-2 inside the 10. And then the very next play, Hike dancing in from 6 yards out. PAT good. That was a nice lengthy 68-yard touchdown drive. But after that, the Sebeva defense has been really good. And these are two teams that came in averaging well over 300 yards of offense, and neither one even close to that, as, again, defense has reigned supreme here in this one tonight. Blue Jays will get the ball to start the second half, trailing 7-0. And, again, our halftime show, it was brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu for more information. And our game tonight, it has been and is presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net. Providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Trenton, I'll start with you. When you look at keys to the second half, what's going to decide a winner here tonight?
Well, I think on the Nemaw Central side, you just got to keep doing what you got to do defensively. Just keep doing what you do. And then offensively, you know, I think you got to get the ball to Stratham a little bit more. He's been explosive on his three touches, and, you know, I don't blame him living and dying by Carter Hike, but I think you got to get to Stratham. He provides a little bit of speed option. Changes it up a little bit, especially gets the outside. And, you know, defense, man, just locked down like you have all year.
Well, here we go. Final 24 minutes. Big 7 and district titles on the line. Nemaha Central's kick. It is a high, short kick. Bauman running under it at the 15. Down the middle, 20. Hit near the 30 and dropped and pushed back. So let's see where they mark him at the 30. Right there. Sebeva takes over. 1st and 10. 4 drives for the Blue Jays in the first half, 3 punts and an interception thrown, and it's a 7-0 game. A crucial first drive as, once again, Blue Jays will try to get something going here in this second half. 1st and 10 at their own 30. They move left to right here in the third quarter.
McAfee is back out there, by the way.
Good to see Christian McAfee back out there. They need him out there. They go to Colin Middle, lowers the shoulder and bullies his way over a Nemaha Central defender for a gain of 8 yards. Right up the middle on a dive, and a nice run there for Middle on 1st and 10.
And if you're Sebeva, you'll be pleased with that. He said he kind of bullies his way over a defender for Nemaha Central. Take a while to guess who that defender was.
Carter Hike.
It was.
Carter Hike is not a small cat either. Colin Middle, some strength there on an 8-yard run. 2nd down and 2, shy of the 40. They go right back to him. He's got a 1st down, lowers the shoulder again, and he's up near the 48. Gain of 10 for Colin Middle. 1st down run there for the Blue Jays and up near midfield.
And who did he run into? Again, Carter Hike. But, you know, Carter Hike's not no one's effective standing straight up and down when someone lowers the pads into you, you know. Even if you are a big guy like him and Hike, you know, you got to play a little bit lower to the ground, or Middle's going to run you over like he did the last 2 times.
A left tackle and Sainer was a little hobbled coming up there, but he stays out there. 1st and 10, shy of midfield. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. They go right back to Menold, bolts his way into Nemaha Central territory to the 46, maybe the 47. He'll get 4. 2nd down and 6, maybe a short 7, but into Nemaha Central territory just like that. Can they get something and continue something here on this opening drive of the second half? Nemaha Central 7, Sebeva nothing. We have played 120 here in the third period. Second down and 6 yards to go. Bauman under center, takes the snap, play action, rolling here to the near side, dumps it into the flat. This one caught by Nate Mennold. Good open field tackle by Cooper Kramer to limit that pitch and catch to just 1 yard, maybe two at best. And third down coming up here for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and I think they wanted McAfee down the field on a corner route, but I think it was Hike or Ridenhouse that had good coverage here on the near sideline, so he had to hit the check down. So the first big third down of the half.
Third down and 5 at the Nemaha Central 45, near side hash. 2 minutes into the third quarter, 7-0 Thunder. They go right back to Mennold, straight dive. He is close to the 40, but it looks like he might be a yard shy of the first down.
And this might be a set. I was about to say it might be another measurement. I think he got it from that spot, looking at it.
It looks like he's a little bit shy. It's hard to tell, but they will measure. Well, it's either a first down or it's going to be 4.5 yards. Nonetheless, you would expect the Blue Jays to probably go for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, get behind that line, just need a 0.5 yard out.
Well, this is our second measurement of the game. Blue Jays had one in the first half that resulted in a first down. And this is a crucial one here early on in this third quarter. Again, from my angle, it looks like he's going to be short. I think he is. Oh, yeah. He's a football length short of the first down. It's going to bring up fourth down. So fourth down and call it a yard. It's probably a little bit less than that.
I think you just go with Bauman here. I don't think you try and hand it off. Because look who's playing nose guard right now. Big old Holden Bass. They moved him in because they're getting torched up the middle right now, and I can't blame that decision. I think you just got to give it to Bauman. I mean, that's 2 feet. I don't know if you can hand it off 3 yards back.
Fourth down and 1. Biggest play early on in this third quarter. Blue Jays need it to keep the drive alive. Eye set, tucked up right as McAfee. Takes the snap. There is Mennold, and he's going to be close to it. He had an extra effort, and it depends all on the spot. Initially hit in the backfield, but he shimmied his way up to the line and fell forward. And I don't think he got it. That looks about the same spot where it was marked previously.
I don't know. I mean, like you said, it was about...
They're going to measure again.
It was about a foot or two that he needed, so... He didn't need a lot. He might have just got there. And like I said, you know... I don't necessarily like the handoff to Mennold because Holden Bass gets a push up in the middle and it messes up the play. I thought you just go QB sneak and just try and have him push a little from behind like the Eagles do.
Oh, this is a huge play. I don't know. I think he's short.
That is short.
I don't think he got anything back. He did not.
He might have lost a yard, in fact.
First down, Nemaha Central. Blue Jays can't get it on fourth and one, and it's a turnover on downs.
And one thing we've seen out of Sabetha, we didn't see it there, obviously, and we kind of talked about it, trying to find a way to get McAfee the ball on offense. Maybe kind of surprised we don't see, you know, we've seen it before where they put him in the backfield as running back. Maybe you give him the ball because of his height. He just falls forward. He's able to extend it out and get the first down on a play like that.
Well, Nemaha Central now has it for the first time here in the third quarter after a defensive stand, first and 10 Thunder at their own 42. They go trips right, ball between the hash marks, Thunder going right to left, Hike in the gun. Kramer in the backfield, they go option right. And a little fake on a pitch, Hike keeps it himself, and he gets all the way up to midfield for a gain of 8 yards on the option right, second down and 2.
And just kind of like his bar did last year, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of Hike where he just wears you down over the game. He just keeps getting better and better. So he had 17 carries in the first half. I wouldn't be surprised if he had about 25. Depending on how long they have the football this half.
Well, came into the game averaging 23 carries per game. Second down and 2, just shy of midfield. He'll go under center, fakes a sweep, keeps it himself, 45 into Sabetha territory to the 44, first down run of 6 yards. A 7-0 Nemaha Central lead at 9:08 to go in this third quarter. Sabetha got the ball to start the second half, but turned it over on downs. So now 5 Blue Jays possessions on offense, 3 punts, an interception thrown, and a turnover on downs. Still just a 7-0 lead, though, for the Thunder, but they have it in Blue Jays territory at the 44. First and 10, Hike under center. Man in motion. They toss it that way. And trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. And that's Rodinghouse. Gets up inside the 40, so a good extra effort there. To get to about the 39, maybe the 38. Let's see where they officially mark him out. They'll give him 5. So second down and 5. They go toss right to Carter Rodinghouse. And more used as both the receiver and a running back. believe that was his first carry tonight. 14 carries now on the season. That one good again for 5. Second down and 5 inside the Sabetha 40. Coming up on 8 minutes to go in this third quarter. Nemaha Central leading 7-0. They go two receivers left, two right. Tight end tucked up left. That's Kramer. Designed quarterback run for Hike. Makes a man miss. Spins away. Gets inside the 35. Down to the 34 for a gain of about 4. Looks like he'll be a yard shy of the first down. It'll bring up 3rd down and 1. So if you see how this game has gone and the possessions being so limited, how many more offensive possessions are the Blue Jays going to have?
I think maybe 2, maybe 3. I mean, each team had 4 possessions in the first half. So, I mean, you got to buckle down right here.
And Nemaha Central is going to try to do everything they can to continue. Hike on 3rd and 1, a big body for a first down. He's driven back before progress to the 31 for 4. Needed one, he gets 4. It's a first down run for Carter Hike. Pretty standard quarterback design run there. Behind the big bodies up front, Josh Gonzalez, Holden Bass, Abe Hilbert. Left side of the line, Reese Garrity, Abram Keim. Gonzalez, Bass, and Hilbert, all seniors. Garrity and Keim are 2 juniors. Another first down for the Thunder. 5 minutes gone by, 7 to go, quarter number 3. 7-0 Nemaha Central, but driving. 1st and 10 at the 31. Now they're going to give this one off to Strothman on the outside and on a little jet sweep, and he is hit and dropped after a minimal gain. He'll get inside the 30 to the 29. It's just a gain of 2. 2nd down and 8 coming up. Outside of Hike, Strothman's been the main used guy, a sophomore running back for this Thunder team. Again, they're without Jonah Dieters and Reed McKee, 2 seniors who have been out with injuries. Jonah Dieters was kind of that lead back. Strothman's kind of taken over that position over the last few weeks. Approaching the halfway point, quarter number 3. 2nd down and 8 for the Thunder inside the Sabetha 30. Chest high snap. They'll toss it to Kramer. Getting a good block. Gets to the outside. He's hit and dropped. He'll be close to a first down. Might be a yard shy. Just a little toss to the right. And Kramer gets inside the 25, close to the 23. And he'll be a yard shy. It's 3rd down and 1. So this is a drive. You just see the Thunder here getting 4-5 yards. They've had a couple of third and shorts where they've converted and kept the drive alive. So this is just kind of a methodical drive in the same play here. And a second effort pushing the pile for a first down inside the 20. So back in the red zone is Nemaha Central. And again, just needing 1. A few there for Carter Hike. And 1st down and 10 in the red zone at the 19. 5.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Thunder trying to extend on their 7-0 lead. Carter Hike, the lone touchdown late in the first quarter from 6 yards out. 1st down and 10 at the Sabetha 19. Hike in the gun, takes the snap. He'll throw a screen here to the near side. It is caught. 15 outside the numbers. 10, 5, touchdown, Caleb Strothman. His 3rd receiving touchdown of the year, and at 5:14 to go in the third period, number 1 Nemaha Central has grabbed a 13-0 lead here at number 2 Sabetha. That one goes for 19 yards in pay dirt. So a methodical, correction, that is a 58-yard touchdown drive. And now the Thunder lead at 13-0. And the kick is on the way, and the kick is good. Carter Hike tossing his 6th passing touchdown of the season. And at 5:14 to go in the third quarter, it is 14-0, Nemaha Central. Step aside for a timeout. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hail. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
Number number one, Nemaha Central, adding to their lead here at number two, Sabetha. A 19-yard touchdown pass from Carter Hike to Caleb Stroffman, capping off a 58-yard drive. And that drive summary presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. 14-0 now, the Thunder lead. 5:14 to go, third quarter. Kickoff from right to left, a short kick. It's Colin Minold who takes it, gets inside the hash marks up to the 35. Good return. Let's see where they mark him down, the 38.
Yeah, there's a flag down, though. It's probably coming back a little bit with a hold on the far side.
Penalties hurt the Blue Jays late in the first half after we didn't see our first penalty flag until about midway through the second quarter, and it's even worse. It's a chop block.
That's going to be 15 yards then.
That's going to be a 15-yard penalty. Wipes out a good return, and that's going to back things up for the Blue Jays here on this drive. Now down 14-0 with just over 5 minutes to go in the third. Touchdown drives tonight for Nemaha Central, 68 yards, and that last one, 58 yards. And now after the penalty, the Blue Jays, who have been stymied on offense,
start from the 15.
We'll start at their own 15-yard line after the penalty.
Because it was a legal chop ball, it doesn't necessarily mean someone went low. It means someone could have been high-lowing someone, which they outlawed. So someone could have had someone around the knees, and then someone came and tried to hit them high. And it was really unfortunate because you had a solid return, but you know, you got to get on the board here.
Well, the Blue Jays down now 14-0. A simple run play for about a yard. Colin Minold on the give. They get him 1 to the 16, so minimal gain. It's second down and 9. This Thunder defense has not given up a point since week one. And the Blue Jays have not had much success. At times, they've been able to move the ball. They've had it in Nemaha Central territory, but late first half had penalties that killed a late drive. And now Bauman running, and he pops it in the air, and it is somehow caught. Here is a run to the outside by Tyler Minold, and he has a first down and more out to the 5, maybe the 38. What looked to be a sack for about a loss of 15, it is popped into the air to Tyler Minold, and he boosts his way to the 38-yard line. What a play. And the Blue Jays catching a huge break.
And now he's limping off as well.
Man.
Yeah, and I think that looked
like a disastrous sack coming.
I think that was Bauman just trying to throw the ball away to preserve the sack, and Minold was just there and at the right time. And
now a give to Aiden Lang, his first carry. Shimmies through the line across the 40 to the 44.
That's the type of play that sometimes just turns the tides, you know. So, you know, you're looking at third and long, you said you pick up 22 in the air. And, you know, can you capitalize, though, and get it, that answer on that touchdown that you just gave up?
So Lang, they give him 6. Second down and 4, shy of the 45. 3:42 to go. Clock moving third quarter. 14-0, Nemaha Central. They go back to Lang, and he is drilled in the backfield by Holden Bass. A monster loss back to the 30. Let's see where they mark this one back. This is a loss of about 7 yards.
Yeah, he lost those 5 yards he just gained.
There's a reason Holden Bass is getting considered at the D1 level. And there are some coaches here tonight watching this guy, and he just made a big play. Third down and 10 after the monster TFL. Play action here for Bauman. He's having to get away from Abe Hilbert. He's in trouble, rolling to his opposite way, and now throws it downfield incomplete. Fourth and 10 coming up.
And
I have a flag.
I don't know, and Carter, Sudbeck is maybe wanting a intentional grounding?
It's going to be a legal man downfield. Jacob Grimm was blocking about 8 yards downfield.
Okay.
So it must have been a broken play of some sort because he was about to the where they need to gain for a first down, blocking a linebacker, and that penalty is always going to be declined. And how you're looking at a punt, which is really unfortunate after you had that big play by Tyler Minold on the first broken play of the drive. But, man, that's really unfortunate.
After that broken play that gave a shot of life to this Blue Jays offense is ultimately going to be all for naught as they line up to punt it away with Chase Fry. 2:53 to go in the third. Nemaha Central's lead is 14-0. And a pretty good kick once again here for Fry. Rodinghouse calls for the fair catch, makes it at the 26-yard line, and that's where Nemaha Central will take over. First and 10, officially at the 27, at 2:46 to go in this third quarter, and a 14-0 lead. Well, I think the Blue Jays need a stop.
I think you might even go as far as you need a turnover, because as far as you guys, the 37 of Nemaha Central, and you know that this defense is legit, and I think you need a game-changing play here on a turnover.
Well, the only reason that they had gotten it that deep into Nemaha Central territory was off of pass interference, and then they ended that drive at the end of the first half back in their own territory after a big sack. Here's Carter Hike on first and 10 at the 27, bouncing off a wimpy tackler, gets to the 35, outside the numbers 40, pushed out of bounds at midfield. And they will officially mark him at the 49. It's 22 on the run. Biggest run of the night for Carter Hike in a first and 10 now scenario just shy of midfield. All the momentum now. And now Joshua Grimm is hurt. And it looks like a cramp. His brother there immediately, or that might be Caleb Middle actually helping him out, or I think it is his brother Jacob who's helping him out there on the cramp, it looks like. So fortunate only if it is a cramp. Brotherly love there, no doubt about it. But so a stoppage in play, 22 yards there for Carter Hike.
Yeah,
he's up near 100 yards, which six of the seven games this season he has gone for over 100 yards. We got 2:38 to go in the third quarter. Thunder lead right now 14-0.
Yeah, and you see what Hike's doing in this game. Here's the scary part about it. He's only a sophomore.
He is only
he's
a
got two more years after this one. So you think about what he's going to accomplish the rest of the season, obviously, but you think about what could happen the next 2 years.
Well, if you heard a little bit of my pregame interview with Thunder head coach Michael Gladsick, I obviously asked him about Carter and him only being a sophomore and
yeah.
How awesome he's been this year. And he referenced like, oh, we knew he was good in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well,
he said in eighth grade they knew this cat was going to be good.
Well, he saw it
last year. He played defense last year. His brother obviously was the lead back, a senior who broke multiple school records, went over 2,000 yards, 40 touchdowns plus, and he steps in at quarterback. They obviously had a senior quarterback last year who had been there for a couple of years. So he started on defense but didn't play on offense. Now his sophomore year, you could argue he's the best quarterback in 2A, and he is certainly on pace to potentially get himself a first-team All-State kind of nod.
And if you remember, he actually did play offense against Bethel last year in the sub-state game because they ran jet sweep with him. Because of the speed,
right.
They got it to him, boom, outside the gate, because we were like, well, if it's not Cooper getting the ball, it's Carter now, so he's a freshman, what's he going to be like? We kind of talked about it last year in that sub-state game, and now we're seeing it when he's just getting the ball straight up off the center.
And is he going to challenge his brother's school record in his first year of really getting a
we'll see.
Chance? Because, I mean, he's about 1,400 yards already, and you know you're probably playing three, four more games guaranteed, you'd have to think, after tonight.
Well, good to see Joshua Grimm off under his own power. Just shy of midfield, here's Carter Hike again. That run's going to get him over 100 yards, and he's got a lot more after that. Inside the 40 to the 39 for a gain of maybe 11, 12 yards and bouncing off a couple of tacklers. And another first down run for Carter Hike. Looks like about 12 on the play. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And it kind of looks like Avery Johnson from last week. You know, just QB power, QB power. You know, just let the big guys pull out in front and as many bodies as you can have that extra blocker and let them use that physicality and athleticism to get to the outside.
And it's not that these guys are just big. They are athletic. And as you mentioned, they get out quick. And if you're a DB, you don't want to meet a guy like Holden Bass who's pulling, trying to block for the big body sophomore quarterback. First and 10 at the 39. Now they go toss. This is Rodinghouse trying to get outside the numbers. Gets away from one, and then he is thrown down out of bounds. Good open field tackle this time by Christian McAfee. Good to see him back out there after being injured in the first half. So Rodinghouse runs about 30 yards to pick up three. Second down and seven, just shy of the Sabetha 35. It looks like to the 36. Final 80 seconds and counting here in this third quarter. Nemaha's Central's lead is 14-0. Touchdown run by Carter Hike in the first quarter, and a touchdown pass from Hike to Strothman from 19 yards out in this quarter.
I think that's just what makes Nemaha Central so dynamic, because you have the guy, you know it's going to be Carter Hike, but then you toss out to Stratham or Rodinghouse, and they use their speed and athleticism to the outside and kind of change the pace.
All right, here's Carter Hike. They spread it out. Look at the athleticism diving over a defender inside the 30. He needs 7 yards, and he gets 8 for the first down. Thunder just grinding out a couple of drives here in the third quarter. And it looks like they're going to have to run one more play before we head to the fourth. Nemaha Central, the defending state champs. Of course, they won a state title back in 2019 as well. Sabetha won a 3A title back in 2018. So these are two teams that certainly know about success in winning state titles. Here is Carter Hike. Another good run, just designed quarterback runs. He'll be shy of the 20. Good first down run of about 7 yards, and that should take us to the end of the third quarter. I doubt Nemaha runs another play. Final 10 seconds are going to run off the clock. And the Thunder with the second longest active winning streak in the state at 20 coming in, trying to extend it to 21. They'll have second down and short in Sabetha territory when we come back. Three quarters are in the books here in Sabetha tonight. Number one, Thunder, 14. Number two, Sabetha, nothing. We'll step aside and come back right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons. Doctors Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to developing and growing rural general surgery programs. Most surgical procedures can be performed on-site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the services provided at Sabetha Community Hospital at sabethahospital.com.
KNZA.
Top-ranked Nemaha Central, 14, number 2, Sabetha, nothing, as we get set to start the fourth quarter here tonight. Beautiful night, atmosphere, crew on hand alongside Trenton Craxner, Logan Bitterman, Mike behind the camera, Colin Felkamp, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman. Carter Hike, a touchdown run in the first quarter, and then a touchdown pass to Caleb Strothman in the third quarter. 14-0 Nemaha Central driving again. Second and fourth, the Sabetha 22. They'll toss it to Kramer. Follows his blocks, but a good tackle there. Looks like Christian McAfee brought him down just shy of the 20 to the 21. So limit for Kramer there to just a yard. And it's going to be third down and short coming up just shy of the red zone as we're just underway in the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central, 20 straight wins coming in. That's tied with Leote, Wichita County out of the eight-man D1 ranks. And, of course, our very own Axtell looking for their third consecutive eight-man D2 title. 33 straight wins going into their matchup tonight. Third and two, they go to Hike. He shimmies through the line. He'll have a first down. He's brought down by Roki, but not before he gets four. And the Thunder in the red zone again early in the fourth quarter, leading by two scores. You gave us a stat. I want you to tell us how Hike was limited in that first half, but he was dynamite in that third quarter.
Yeah, he had 17 carries for 52 yards at the half, but in that third quarter alone, he had 9 carries for 73 yards. You chalked that up to 10 for 77 now in the second half, and we kind of talked about it while we were off air. He gets better as the game goes on. So does the offensive line, because they're just so physical and they wear you down. I mean, even Sabetha has great size, but you know, they still just wear you down no matter who you are.
A minute into this fourth quarter, and they give it to Strothman on an end around. He'll get inside the 15. Good open field tackle by Marcus Bauman. Looks like they mark him to the 14. So on the end around, they get Strothman for 3 yards. Second down and 7 coming up. Thunder in the red zone and trying to really put this game away. You go up 3 scores early in the fourth, and a Thunder defense that's number 1 in the state in all classifications. Have not given up a point since week number 1. Holton fans are sitting there just like, we scored on them. It's just an absolutely incredible run right now for the Thunder, and we talked about this. These two teams can certainly once again find themselves in a matchup late in the playoffs, but we'll see. Here's Carter Hike, option left. He decides to tuck it, keeps it himself, gets away from Lang. And just the big body keeps himself alive, shy of the 10 to the 11. So he works hard there for a few. He'll be shy of a first down. We're under 10 minutes to go, 14-0 the Thunder lead, and a touchdown would certainly put this game away. Let's see where they mark him down to the 11. It's going to bring up third down at about 4.
Yeah,
and they've been really good on third down.
Yeah, I mean, I call it the money downs because I get you paid in the NFL. And, you know, they've done a pretty good job, especially in the second half, because they have 7 total first downs on just the 2 possessions. They're just moving the ball efficiently and effectively. And I was going to say, Sebastian gets surrendered to score. This is the most points their defense has given up all year. So we talked about it. This is a defensive game. And, you know,
this is only the second time in 20 games going back to last year where the Sebastian defense has given up 14 or more points. There's Carter Hike busting off multiple tackles, and he finds the short left pylon for the end zone for the 11-yard score at 9:06 to go. And now it's a 20-0 lead for Nemaha Central at 9:06 to go. He busted off 3 different tacklers and found his way to that short left pylon for his second rushing touchdown of the night, his 27th of the season, and it's 20-0 in favor of the Thunder. That is a 73-yard touchdown drive. And the kick is on the way, and the kick is good. Number one, Nemaha Central, showing the hustle and the muscle. 9:06 to go in the game. 21-0 Thunder. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
Kansaland Radio.
Alongside Trenton Craxner, Logan Bitterman, Mike behind the camera, Colin, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman with you on KNZA and the Sabetha Channel. A 73-yard touchdown drive. And another one for Carter Hike. This one from 11 yards out. PAT makes it 21-0 Thunder. A drive summary presented by Wilson Tire. And showing just how good this team has been all year, and it's continued here tonight. This was a 7-0 game at the half. But 2 more touchdowns here in the third and fourth quarter, extending it out, and a return by Colin Minold. He'll get across the 30 to about the 34. That's where Sabetha takes over with exactly 9 minutes to go, and the Thunder leading 21-0.
We'll see what Sabetha wants to do, but you'd have to think if Sabetha even wants to attempt, you know, to try to make a run at a comeback, you're going to have to put the ball in the air.
Right now, you need a quick touchdown.
We talked about McPhee hasn't even got a target yet. You know, I think that's partially due to the pass rush.
Here's Bauman, straight drop back on first and 10. He will take a long shot down the right side of the field, and what a throw, but it's right through the hands of Nate Minold, incomplete. Stride for stride in coverage.
That was Brocksterman.
Was Brocksterman, who I think was the one that was called for the pass interference late in the first half, but that time great coverage, and that was a real good throw by Marcus Bauman, just incomplete.
Yeah, but he was the only guy in route. You know, I just said McPhee hasn't even got a target, and I thought it was due to the pass rush, but he wasn't even in route there, so it was like ultimate max pass protect and hope that Merrill comes down with it.
Second down and 10, they go to Fry, just a straight dive, and he'll get maybe a yard to the 35, and that's it. Man, Abe Hilbert, Holden Bass, Josh Gonzalez, the 3 down defensive linemen, these 3 seniors. Again, we talked about it in the pregame, how these are arguably the 2 best interior lines on both sides of the ball in Class 2A coming in. And clearly tonight, Nemaha Central has won this battle. Clock on the move, under 8.5 minutes to go, a third down, and call it 8 to go here for the Blue Jays at their own 35. Bauman, a straight drop back here, shimmies to his right, now tucks it up, has some room here to the near side, 35-40, hit hard, but right near the first down stick, Rodinghouse lowered the shoulder, but he gets to the 45, and it's a first down run. Keeping the drive alive, Marcus Bauman showing some heart.
Yeah, and there was good coverage on his 2 routes they had out in motion. They had it locked down, so he could scramble to the near side here and like I said, Rodenhouse kind of laid the boom a little bit, but moved the chains and positive pickup.
On the time, not in the favor of the Blue Jays. They got it first and 10 at their own 45. 8:10 to go in the game. Nemaha Central's lead 21-0. Here's a fake by Bauman. Gets away from one, but not three other white jerseys that wrap him up quickly after a short gain of two. The 47, and we're under 8 minutes to go. It'll be second down and a long eight. We'll call it 3 yards shy of midfield. So, of course, we will know playoff scenarios tomorrow. Tonight, the final week of the regular season. Can't wait to get in the car on the drive home and listen to Jake and Boz on the Scoreboard Show, breaking everything all down, of course. And there was a near interception in the backfield. They go to Mennold on a screen, and he somehow works his way into Nemaha Central territory. They mark him at the 46.
That was a backwards pass.
For a gain of seven, and yeah, that was clearly a backwards pass, and it almost looked like Cooper Kramer almost going to pick that off and ran it to the house, but instead it's a nice gain. It's going to bring up third and one.
So if he did intercept that, would it have been an interception or a fumble recovery since he caught it in the air, but it was clearly backwards? I don't know if I've seen something like that necessarily, but even if he dropped it, I mean, it would have been a fumble, I guess, you know?
7 minutes to go in the game. Clock moving. 21-0, Nemaha Central. Battle of unbeatens. Top two teams in 2A. Here's Colin Mennold on the give. Upended, but not before a first down. Shy of the 40 to the 42. He gets four. So we were kind of just talking, and again, everything will be figured out tomorrow. We're thinking next week with the first round of the playoffs, it's the same scenario as last season, barring an incredible comeback here by the Blue Jays. Nemaha Central, they hold on here. Looks like they will host Pleasant Ridge next week. And then Sabetha is going to have a home playoff game, it looks like, against ACCHS. And that's exactly how it was set up last season. Here's Bauman rolling to his left. He is drilled in the backfield. He throws it away. And he has been running for his life. This time it was Sam Nordis, the junior linebacker, who leads this Thunder team in tackles coming in. Good form tackle right as Bauman threw it away. And it'll be second down and 10 at the Thunder 42. Clock stops at 6:38 to go.
And the other big thing about this game is obviously, you know, Trenton alluded to it, you know, pregame. This is kind of a state championship going into it feel on paper. This is what you want to see for state.
Boy, the crowd.
Whoever wins this game, though, obviously right. It looks like Nemaha Central is going to win it. They get home field advantage all the way through the eastern side.
Bauman really had to get rid of that one quickly. He dropped back to pass, and he was hit by Cooper Kramer, and it's going to be third and 10. Second straight play, he's had to just throw it away. And that's been all night. He is really, the few times that he's had to pass or drop back to pass, he has had to run away from a lot of heat.
And they're starting to bring, like, linebackers and defensive backs. Earlier it was Bass and Gonzalez and the linemen just eaten, but, you know, they can bring that extra guy because they're not worried about giving up a touchdown necessarily because they're up three scores, so they can be a little bit more aggressive. But, yeah, Bauman hasn't had the best protection at times tonight when he's dropped back.
21-0 Thunder, not quite halfway into the fourth quarter. Bauman on third and 10. They try to run a screen, and it's knocked away, and it's going to be incomplete. Nemaha Central wanting a fumble there. They won't get it. They were looking for Mennold on a little throwback screen. And now it's going to be fourth down and 10 at the 42-yard line. 6:28 to go and a three-score lead for number one, Nemaha Central. And it now looks like head coach Garrett Michael is going to bring out Fry and the punt team. Good call?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want it to get real ugly on the scoreboard because, you know, I mean, we're here watching it, but I think people around the state would see, wow, it was 28-0. It wasn't really a game. Kind of get that interpretation, even though it's different. So I think this is a good decision because if you can force a stop, then you'll have a better chance of scoring on field position. Actually, it's a fake punt. He had the guy open.
Here's Fry rolling to his right, and it is dropped. Lang, the intended receiver, on the fake punt, and he still would have been 2 yards shy even if he makes the catch, and it's still going to be a turnover on downs as Sabetha tried to pull something out there on fourth and 10, and Nemaha Central takes over. It's 6:21 to go at the 42-yard line with a 3-touchdown lead. So Nemaha Central, their own 42, with a 21-0 lead, 6:21 to go, can basically about put this game to bed. And looking at their 21st consecutive victory. and their seventh consecutive shutout potentially still is intact. First and 10, Carter Hike back to work. He's been dynamite here in the second half after a sluggish first half. Here is Strothman on a reverse, and he's got speed. 35-30, 25-20, and the game is put away halfway through the fourth quarter as it's a 58-yard touchdown for Caleb Strothman, and number one, Nemaha Central exploding out to now a 27-0 lead at 6:12 to go in the game.
Mitchell Kramer threw a block. A little banged up here on the lower leg. But, yeah, I mean, I talked about at halftime, Strathman, man, he can really stretch the field with his speed. You know, we talked about Hike with the physicality, and I thought they should give him the ball a little bit more in this half because on those jet sweeps he has that speed, and he just showcased it right there.
That is a one-play, 58-yard drive, and Cooper Kramer,
I called a very athletic senior linebacker. I called him Mitchell Kramer, didn't I? The special quarterback. I
did not even notice.
Too many similar last names here. We got
Kramers.
And, yeah.
I remember this summer working some remotes here for KNZA, and we were over in Seneca, and it was actually Cooper Kramer who actually walked up to me and said, "Hey, you're the radio guy, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah." Had a chance to talk to him for a few minutes. At that point, he was playing Legion baseball. We were having our coverage there. Very good kid. And obviously has been a big part tonight. Has made a couple of plays on offense. And, of course, crucial on both sides of the ball. Senior linebacker. Just a good kid and very good baseball player, too. But he's a little bit gimpy working to the sideline. Favoring the left leg, it appears.
Yeah, wasn't his brother Zach Kramer? That was their quarterback for a couple years. Was it Zach Kramer, his brother, or probably some relation?
I'm not 100% sure.
I think Zach Kramer. Yeah.
Thank you, Colin Feldkamp,
yeah,
back in studio.
I remember Zach Kramer was a real good athlete that came through. I played him a couple times in Legion baseball.
Athletic family. No doubt. Extra point good. That's a one-play, 58-yard drive. Caleb Strothman dancing and running to the end zone, and Nemaha Central exploding now. 28-0 their lead, 6:12 to go in the game. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Drive summary presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton, WilsonTireKS.com. Well, three drives in the second half for Nemaha Central, three touchdowns. This one, one play, 58 yards. Caleb Strothman on an end around. And number one, Nemaha Central now a dominant performance. 28-0 their lead here at Sabetha. And the kickoff is a short one fielded by Colin Minold. He just falls on it at the 31. And that's where the Blue Jays will take over. Again, down four scores, about the halfway point in this fourth period. And stick around. Jake and Boz going to recap all the Week 8 action on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Of course, this was the top matchup in the state. I'm not going to hear an argument from anybody else about any other contest. There was just too much going into this one. But Nemaha Central has shown some dominance, and really in the second half. Here's Bauman on first and 10. They throw it in the flat, and it is caught. That's Kyler Winger, who makes the catch. Minimal gain, about 3 yards to the 34. Second down and 7, right at the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central 28-0, and looking to post a 7th consecutive shutout win heading into the playoffs next week as they will look to defend their Class 2A championship. Second down and 7, Bauman a knee-high snap. They give it to Nate Minold on a reverse, and he gets nowhere. Shocker, it's Holden Bass for a monster TFL. Well, he's already a 2-time Defensive Player of the Year finalist. Maybe he wins it this year.
I was going to say, how are you finding guys that are better than Holden Bass? And Class 2A because all over the field.
Well, we see him on social media. He is anywhere and everywhere as far as his recruitment goes, and it's going to be real interesting to see what he can do. He's got certainly Division I talent, and there's McAfee across the middle, drops it at the 40. It'll bring up third down. That was officially a loss of 9 yards. But now third down and 16 coming up at 5:07 to go.
You know, we've been talking about it's kind of weird to bring this up, obviously, Trenton Brandon, but we've been talking about Holden Bass and how dominant he's been this year, you know, how he did last year, even a little bit as a sophomore. Mike and I, we know him pretty well. He's actually my cousin, his nephew, so
wow.
We've known him ever since he was little growing up, so it's pretty cool to just watch him coming out here and just balling out.
Well, he had 13, well, Sabetha's going to punt this away. Correction, I missed it down there, so it was fourth and long after that incompletion. A fair catch by Roddinghouse at the 41. So 5 minutes to go in the game. Nemaha Central can now really put it away. They have had 3 drives and 3 touchdowns here in the second half. Well, we knew the defense was legit. These two teams have certainly played a very similar schedule. They've played, obviously, the same teams in their district. I think there's only 2 games difference between them as far as who they've played, who they haven't played. Similar results across both sides. These two teams have been the clear-cut top two. Now, we go through K-preps with our ranks. There's always other rankings across. I've seen other rankings have Sabetha at 3, even sometimes 4.
I don't know if you – I understand, like, there's some real good teams out west, but I don't know if you should drop Sabetha necessarily in the K-preps rankings because this was a game with – It was still 14-0 at the end of the third, wasn't it? I mean,
no gain there for Roddinghouse. Yeah, it was 14-0 at the end of three, and we've already seen 2 Nemaha Central touchdowns.
Yeah, they broke one long
quarter.
One, and you know, Hike broke a couple of tackles on a touchdown. This was a game for
7-0
like,
at the half.
It was really close. I don't think you should drop Sabetha because they were right there with them, and you know, Nemaha Central's broke a couple big runs.
Well, again, we talk about it, and Jake and Boz will certainly help break down districts and playoff matchups, but it's, again, what we discussed and what we see, it's the same scenario as last year. Nemaha Central is going to win the district. They're up 4 scores with 4:20 to go, clock on the move, 2nd and 10 at their own 42. But they're going to get Pleasant Ridge next week, and then Sabetha's going to be back at home. They would get ACCHS, and these two teams, once again, are certainly good enough to meet in a few weeks in the sub-state round.
And, guys, we've talked about it, and it's not taking anything away from him tonight on the offensive side of the ball. But Marcus playing quarterback, you kind of maybe wonder if this game's a little different and if Sabetha's running game's a little bit, you know, more dominant because if you have Mitchell Kramer back there because of the way he can run the ball, he can get downhill in a hurry. He's more of the physical quarterback out of Bauman and Kramer. But, again, Bauman's done well. We'll see, you know, if these two teams match up in sub-state. Obviously, you would expect Kramer will be there. A quarterback for Sabetha, and you can use Bauman as the receiver and get him the ball in space.
3 yards for Carter Hike there. He's had a really good second half.
Yeah.
Down to 3.5 minutes to go as the clock continues to move.
You said Bauman was 14 of 15 over the last 2 or 3 games, wherever. He was 19 of 20 passing the ball coming in overall. He's 7 of 15 with an interception. So, you know, the pass rush and the real sticky coverage has kind of deflated that pass game, and I think that took away an element that Bauman really excels at.
Yeah.
And it really, I mean, Nemaha Central defense is legit, man.
3rd down and 7, timeouts taken there by the Thunder at 3:23 to go in the game, leading 28-0. We'll have plenty in our postgame show. We'll have our lineman of the game. I think we already know who that might be, but we talk about the battle up front. Timeout, by the way, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Got to give them the shout-out, of course, when it's time for a break and you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Colin, Trenton, Logan, Mike, Brandon, all with you. Full crew, full house, packed house. Such a great rivalry. Nemaha Central en route to win number 21 in a row.
And 4 in a row now over Sabetha, you know. You have to think, those 4 of those games have been real close, but Nemaha Central's had the edge for the past couple meetings. But
Blue Jays' last win in 2020.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years. And that is a carry. Looking for the ball carrier there. Is that Harper Schmelt? No, that's not. Sorry, looking at the wrong roster.
34,
here.
But I don't see him in the roster anywhere.
Yep, that's a fresh face out there.
So the mystery man ran for a first down. Don't have any name for him.
Put a blank somewhere to keep the yardage.
Yeah, about 10 yards.
Well, 3 minutes, clock moving. Nemaha Central, number one, has shown it here in the second half, and they are on their way, barring anything crazy happening, to posting their seventh consecutive shutout. And entering the playoffs next week as the clear-cut favorite to repeat as the state champs. Sabetha will look to bounce back with a home playoff game themselves next week. They go back to Mystery Man, number 34, for a gain of one. Under 2.5 minutes to go. We can just put 34 down there for the yardage check. Gain of one. Second and nine at the Sabetha 44. Well, barring a big broken play, it's going to stop a streak because just the game's going to end. But this is the fourth possession of the second half for Nemaha Central. The first three all found the end zone. And that was the difference. Sabetha was able to get stops in the first half, unable to get stops here in the second half. And I just think that run game with Hike, that offensive line, just kind of wear and tear, kind of saw it throughout the course of the second half. And now under 2 minutes to go, second and nine at the 46. Hike takes the snap, gives it off to the running back for a loss of a yard. And again, number 34, not on the roster.
Maybe he had a bloody jersey or he wears a different number on the road.
Could be Cannon Sudbeck, potentially. Maybe a different jersey swap, just throwing out names.
Yeah, he's on our sheet as a potential running back. Didn't have a carry, but he had a reception coming into this game, so I don't know.
Final minute 14, 3rd and 10 coming for the Thunder, just inside the midfield stripe of the Sabetha 47. Carter Hike still out there, takes the snap. He's actually going to throw it to the near side. It's caught by Strothman, and he's upended right at the line of scrimmage. Good tackle for no gain. It'll bring up 4th down and 10, but the final 50 seconds, neither team really trying to burn any timeouts here as Sabetha will suffer their first loss of the season. And you would think maybe Nemaha tries to punt this away or just try to run one more play. They're going to run this thing down.
It looks like they're bringing on the punting unit. I think the big play of the game, though, before they had the...
They will punt it away.
The big play is when they stuffed Mennold on 4th and 1 because Sabetha had a good drive. Mennold had a couple of big runs, and, you know, they stop him on that...
That was that first drive of the second half.
They have a methodical... two methodical drives where they go down the field and kind of break the back of Sabetha, but I think that was the play of the game is up front. The D-line one that got a good enough push to stop him on 4th and 1.
Another timeout, by the way. Nemaha Central just ran it down to 19.9 seconds, calling a timeout, facing 4th and 9 at the 47. 28-0, number one Thunder, going to win their 21st in a row. And, again, we mentioned the second longest active winning streak in the state, number one Axtell. 33 wins going into tonight, now number one, after Andale went down to Cheney last week in a phenomenal game. Cheney now kind of in the driver's seat in Class 3A. Would love to see that matchup again down the road in the playoffs. Of course, Andale looking for, what, their fifth consecutive title?
Yeah.
They've won at least four, I think.
I think Andale and Cheney in 3A is similar to Nemaha Central and Sabetha are the same district where they'll probably meet in the sub-state semifinal.
How about that boot by Joshua Gonzalez?
He caught that in the end zone.
Bauman catching it in the end zone. Final 10 seconds, he runs it here to the near side, gets a good block, gets to the 15, couldn't get away from that tackle, down to the 19, so about a 20-yard return. 5 seconds remaining in the game, and the only reason here is Nemaha Central again, 3 drives, 3 touchdowns before that punt right there. This should be the final play of the game with 5 seconds to go. We'll certainly talk about a lot, but go ahead.
We'll see what they do. You would expect maybe just a kneel down here.
Yeah.
I don't want to get anybody hurt in the last 5 seconds.
That is what I would assume, unless you get maybe a...
It looks like they will run.
Well, Bauman goes under center, which should be the final play of this game. And they will run it here. Colin Mennold will get an extra touch,
about
a little bit of yardage.
Yards.
And he'll get up to the 27 for a gain of 8. And that will do it, my friends. The heaviest matchup in the state coming in, and number one greater than number two going into the postseason. Our final score here tonight, number one, Nemaha Central, 28, and number two, Sabetha, nothing. Our postgame show is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. A lot to dissect from this one. We'll talk about it after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
ABN Telephone Company, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with JBN Telephone Company. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact JBN Telephone Company today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the heavyweight showdown tonight, it goes to number one, Nemaha Central. A dominant second half, and they pull away from the second-ranked Blue Jays 28-0, the seventh consecutive shutout win for Nemaha Central, number one, rolling into the playoffs next week. The heavy Class 2A favorites to repeat as state champs. 21st consecutive win for the Thunder. And as we break it down here in our postgame, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate, buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, Trenton Craxner alongside, a lot to digest here, but obviously the first half, Sabetha was right in it, despite their offensive struggles against the best defense in the state. It was a 7-0 game at the half, but you said that first drive for the Blue Jays in that third quarter where they got the ball and were stuffed on a 4th-and-1 play, you said that was kind of the difference in the game.
Yeah. I think that really changed the tide because Colin Mendel had a couple good runs to start the drive, and, you know, he runs it on, like, 3rd-and-7, gets 6, and then they needed about 2 feet, but Nemaha Central got a good enough push up front and stopped, and then they had back-to-back methodical drives down the field. And, you know, it was, that was it. I mean, Nemo Central really just turned it on. After that, they warmed down, and it all because of a defensive play up front. I said at the beginning, it's going to come down to who wins in the trenches, and they won it on that fourth down. I think that's kind of what won the game for Nemo Central, because Sabetha was right. If they go down, get that, and they score 7-7, the game completely changes.
Well, I think we learned tonight that Nemaha Central is the clear-cut favorite heading into the postseason, which starts next week. They will get Pleasant Ridge, it appears, in the first round, just like they did last season. Sabetha will be the runner-up in this district and looking to, I believe, have a matchup with ACCHS here next week at home. Of course, Jake and Boz here on the scoreboard show here in a little bit will have a definite look at what some potential playoff matchups will look like next week. Of course, a lot to dissect, including from not just this game, we had plenty of other great games around the area as well. Again, our post game brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. This was a 7-0 game at the half, but the first three drives for Nemaha Central in the second half, all finding the end zone. Carter Hike, the first one was a 19-yard touchdown pass from Hike to Caleb Strothman, 14-0 at that point in the third quarter. And then they got the ball back after a Sabetha punt, and Carter Hike adding another rushing touchdown, making it 21-0 early in the fourth, and they would get one more score on a one-play, 58-yard drive. It was Strothman again on an end-around that went 58 yards to pay dirt, and at that point, a 28-0 lead for Nemaha Central, able to put it away. Final few minutes, able to run off the clock. And another shutout win, number 7 in a row, and win number 21 in a row for Nemaha Central. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back, continue our post-game. We got our lineman of the game coming up, also our player of the game, and still a little bit of time before we bust you out to the scoreboard show. Again, 28-0 Nemaha Central, back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience a passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Dorsey Hall.
Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in a uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel right at home.
This is Farming Country, and we are proud to support the families that work the land. When it's time to expand, replace equipment, or buy land, you need a financial partner who works as hard as you do. At Citizens State Bank, we are that financial partner. we have experienced ag lenders that can either visit you at your farm or in our office. Call or come by today and see Dell, Randy, or Luke. Citizen State Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Post-game show, it's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, one final time, number one, Nemaha Central. District champs, Big 7 League champs once again. 28-0, a shutout win here at number two, Sabetha. The seventh straight shutout win for Nemaha Central. 21 straight wins, again, looking to go back and repeat as state champs. They will be the heavy favorites going in. But more on that later on, of course, in the scoreboard show with Jake and Boz. Let's talk about our lineman of the game. This is going to be brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications, protect your blind side. Ask about how whole home Wi-Fi can better your network experience online at giantcom.net. That's Giant, C-O-M-M.net. Trenton, I'll go to you and our lineman of the game. There's certainly a couple of options for Nemaha Central. They just won the line of scrimmage battle tonight. There was no doubt about it, but I feel like Holden Bass, we called his name a ton in the backfield, and he was just a heavy load, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I think he's the clear-cut choice here. He had three or four TFLs. He had a sack. He would have had another if Bauman didn't make an incredible throw
to Tyler Mendel
for 20-plus yards. So and then, you know, he was pulling all over the field offensively, lead blocking on that QB power for Carter Hike. So I think it's clear-cut Holden Bass, who's going to be playing some high-level football next year.
Lineman of the game, again, presented by Giant Communications.